We've said that we succeed as we see it. We see the story that's been done to us and intervene in it with consciousness. All difficulties are but easy when they are known, said our William. And we said that we're embarking on a process of healing the species through the arts in the sense of growing the soul, of granting permission for the true self to speak. What is this process that we're engaged in more specifically is what we're asking this week. How do we sort all the threads of its tapestry? What are the relations between voice and frozen feelings and the development of our thought, exposure to new thoughts, and the opening of the heart, the development of empathy? And while this is not our purpose, this process heals our tormentors no less than ourselves. In what they do to us, the global state statesmen unerringly reveal what was done to them. They were turned into the puppets of their masters, of their fathers. And in our subjection to the hardships they impose, we have had to bear witness to a massive millennia-long acting out. And it falls on us to become the emphatic partner, though strong enough and in possession of an accurate certainty to help them. And by accurate, I mean earth-given. To help them in the very reclaiming of our world, discover their true selves. Alice Miller makes an important point, among innumerable such in Prisoners of Childhood, that might help us understand the connection between the freezing of feelings, keeping in mind that feelings freeze in reaction to a shock, and the freezing of thought. And I just want to, before I read this quote, mention that, you know, I'm really hoping that folks work with me here and, you know, we all put our brains together here in figuring this out, our hearts and minds and spirits together in figuring this out, because this is an exploration for me. I'm trying to see these dense interrelationships along with all of us, you know. This is a journey we're all on together. We have to figure this out together. So I'm not presenting this as a product that's been figured out, by no means. This is what we all figure out together. And as I've said, I'm sure you're tired of me saying it, I need to develop my own thought. I need the exchange and mutual we need to rub our ideas, bounce our ideas off each other. So this is from Prisoners of Childhood. Quote, for a time, this woman, who was normally capable of expressing herself so clearly, described everything in such an extraordinarily complicated and precipitate way that I had no chance of understanding it all, probably much like her parents earlier. My patient now could hardly recognize me anymore, although I had not changed. In this way, she rediscovered with me her own childhood. A child, too, can never grasp the fact that the same mother who cooks so well is so concerned about his cough and helps so kindly with his homework, is in some circumstances has no more feeling than a wall for his hidden inner world. Unquote. Does thought freeze in the shock of that initial trauma? And I'm arguing that it is a trauma that we don't define as such. In waking up, I wrote that fundamentally, we are creatures that like to figure things out and to make things. And that children are figuring things out made manifest, are dogged in their determination to find or create their own answers. and that unresolved questions get carried infinitely forward. It is a shock, requiring deep unconscious pondering to realize that one's true feelings don't matter. Thought gets stuck there at those thoughts that we can't figure out. Clear demonstration across class society, but most particularly in those we most need, that only power matters, that might makes right. Why are unconscious ponders? Why do my feelings not matter? Why are they not acknowledged? Why does she not love me? Our unconscious ponders, as does that of power's issuances, no less than that of our own. And while we are left to steep in that brew of confusion across the generations ad infinitum, power takes in hand its replacements and says, do not pass go, proceed directly to Plato, father of fathers, pater familias, ultimate authority provides the answer. To possess the knowledge, provide the guidance, rule the lessers, and manifest pure logic. And suddenly, to the next up ruler designates, it all makes sense. Everything fits. The riddle is solved. The answer given. Dressed in false robes of ancient wisdom, posed as benevolence. How do all these threads that we need to see interweave as we embark on this globally focused project of getting free? We have to consider what interrelations exist between developing thought, unlocking frozen feelings, and empathy. See, these are the threads I'm trying to see more clearly for myself, and hopefully it will be of use, our doing this, for believing in our right to freedom and then working to achieve that globally.